Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, August 31st. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. China's economy is showing further signs of weakness as official surveys of business activity pointed to more softening. Data showed that manufacturing shrank for a sixth straight month, while the services sector continued to slow. Chinese government and central bank officials have unveiled a range of policies aimed at turning the economy around, including interest rate cuts and easier rules for home buying in major cities. However, many economists say such piecemeal measures don't go far enough. Shares of Chinese internet giant Baidu rose after the company made its AI chatbot Ernie available to the public today. The move comes after China's government lifted restrictions on language model chatbots similar to ChatGPT. Unlike other countries, China requires companies to submit security assessments and receive clearance before releasing mass-market AI products. But Beijing is also looking to counter fierce competition with the U.S. to dominate the AI industry. And Microsoft says it will change the way it sells its Teams video conferencing service to business customers in Europe in an effort to address concerns raised in a European Union antitrust investigation. The company says it plans to offer business customers the chance to buy a lower-priced version of its productivity suites that doesn't include the video conferencing app. Though, new customers would still have the option of purchasing Teams separately. The European Commission, the EU's executive body, declined to comment on whether the move would help to address officials' concerns. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly lower, and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures gained ahead of a report on household income and spending that includes the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. And Broadcom, Dell, and Campbell Soup are among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.